Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Lucius. 60% to 40%. Hagee has done it. He is your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Tune in tomorrow, 2:30, to see if he can make it 2 in pursuit of 5. And tune in every night for LA Live, Lucius Alexander at 5:40. He replays the G-Bag of the Day for you in that segment, if you miss it. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner. By the way, Mexico would lose if these scores hold. It's still 2-0 Mexico, 2-0 Argentina, and they would lose on yellow cards. Fair play points. Here's Broadus with the corner.
Tell you what, I didn't know about the fair play points thing. I was wondering because they were kind of running through all the scenarios, and I wondered what that was all about. You know, and I was like, oh, so that's...
It's all the way down to the seventh tiebreaker is the fair play points.
Is that the last of the tiebreakers?
It's the second to last.
What would be the last?
Yeah, drawing of lots would be the final one.
Can you imagine? Okay, I'll tell you a real quick story. I missed out on a chance in a high school playoff game because of drawing lots.
No way.
Against Dallas Carter. Yeah, my senior year. We beat Carter in the last game of the year, and they drew lots. And Carter
ended up, that's painful.
Ended up winning the team that we beat.
Ooh.
But we got in a bad situation.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have been.
Lost some games early in the year.
Yeah, man.
You play on both sides?
No, I was only a offensive tackle at that time. So yeah, it was. I didn't. We had enough players, you know, thankfully to go both ways. It didn't need to go both ways. All right, here we go. About these Colts. Did you guys happen to see the game Monday night though against the Colts? Did you
watch quite a bit of it?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Yeah,
the final few minutes was amazing.
Yeah, we were talking about all that craziness.
Well, they couldn't throw the ball. They could do nothing offensively for the entire first half. Right? Yeah. It was like 30 yards of offense for half number one. Disgusting.
Yeah, Matt Ryan was horrible.
And what I've done is I went back and watched all three of the games that Jeff Saturday's been a part of because they changed the head coach who was the primary play caller and they've changed the offensive coordinator. They fired the offensive coordinator.
I'm fascinated what you think about their ability to run the football because I know Jonathan Taylor's kind of been in and out with the injury.
Yeah.
But the numbers show that they're actually not a very good running team. But you would think that they are with Jonathan Taylor. And their offensive line's supposed to be good.
Yeah, their line has struggled with pressure, and they've struggled with the ability, like you say, to run the football. And there's a lot of times where it really is on Jonathan Taylor to have to kind of manufacture. And you would think, though, with Quentin Nelson and Braden Smith, guys like that, I mean, that they would be a much better running team. But it really is when you watch them. I know in these last, you know, these last few games again with Jeff Saturday, there's the effort is clearly better, and there's a better effort to try and run the ball and trying to be better at it. And you know they were able they hit some runs on Philadelphia, but teams have kind of hit them runs on Philadelphia. They hit some runs against the Raiders, you know. So I still think to me this is how I would play the Colts. Because I feel like at wide receiver, you're going to have to deal with Michael Pittman. I think that is a receiver that has length. There's a lot of size to him. There's your goal for Mexico, Gavin.
Oh, they got it?
Unless the offside flag is up. Let's see.
What are they saying?
He's not
happy.
Nope, not happy at all. Yep, there it is.
Offsides, wow.
Yeah, that is crazy. But anyway, I think that, to me, if you're going to play the Colts...
That's 2 now. It could be 4-0 if they'd just be a little bit more aware.
They're just not. They're just kind of hanging back and not, you know, paying attention. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Michael Pittman, I think you're going to have to have a little concern about in this game. Alec Pierce, I think, is another one, the wide receiver they got from the University of Cincinnati. I kind of feel like they've got a couple of you know, long receivers that catch the ball in traffic. I think they do a good job run after catch. Now, what I've noticed about watching this game when it comes to Matt Ryan is that, to me, it seems like everything is either in the middle or to his right is the way that they're throwing the football and the way they're having success, whether it's the crossing routes, the stop routes, the routes that, you know, just the comeback stuff. It's all either center or right, you know, with the way that Ryan likes to deliver the football. Really hasn't thrown, I mean, the games I watched, I didn't see the ball just, like, going down the field. You know, and so now if you're the Cowboys, you're sitting there thinking, okay, do you worry about Anthony Brown? You know, do you worry about them lining up and, you know, could Paris Campbell or Kiki Kuti, one of those guys, I mean, could they just run by him and you know, get a play down the field? The height of these Colts receivers could very well give the Cowboys a little problem. They could. But I wonder if they're going to take the deep shot. Now, if I'm playing against the Colts, I'm going to try. I will travel Diggs with Pittman, and I will just overload the box and say, let's see if you're good enough to block everybody up front. Let's see, you know, because to me, that Matt Ryan, they get sacked. I mean, this team gives up a lot of sacks. It could be about your offense just making it so hard for the Colts to say, okay, you know, because they don't score a lot of points to begin with. I think they've only scored 21 points twice, you know, over. And so they really, really struggle points. If you put them in a situation where they have to throw the ball every snap, that's where you're going to get the sacks on Matt Ryan. That's where they're going to be. That's going to be problems.
Have a field day on that.
But me personally, single up Michael Pittman with Diggs and then turn around and load the box and don't let Jonathan Taylor have any type of ability. And I know he sees a lot of loaded boxes and he still finds ways to make plays, but that's the best way I think to handle this. Jelani Woods, the tight end, had a really good game the other day, and he's a basketball
party.
Yeah, he's a basketball player, you know, at Virginia. That is, you know, he's a long guy. I mean,
he's
really
built like you would think. Exactly. Okay, this dude is. He's got the athleticism, and it seems like the speed. He's done nothing all year, and then on Monday night he was a monster.
Has a breakout game.
We liked him.
Yeah,
loved him.
Absolutely.
Cole was going in, pulling defender, ran back and cleared it with his head.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, Mexico fans have to be besides themselves right now.
Well, it's funny. I mean, the Saudis are just giving up so many shots right now. It's crazy. But, you know, Mexico might – I bet you that we'll have – oh, is it 7 minutes of stoppage time?
Yeah, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And six in the other. There's 3 minutes left in Argentina-Poland. Mexico needs a goal from Argentina or for them to score in their 7 minutes to get through.
Well, they just got an opportunity here. They're going to have a free kick right outside the box. So, but getting on to the defense for the Colts real quick here. Ngakoue, I think, is the biggest problem you have to worry about at defensive end. Buckner we all know what DeForest Buckner is. I mean, he's going to be a hard guy. I could see them lining him up over over McGovern and seeing if McGovern can handle him. That might be a little bit difficult matchup. The Colts like to overload one side of the field, too, and rush. That might be something that you saw a little bit of a problem last week for Tyler Smith, that he didn't handle that all that well. So keep an eye on the Colts, maybe trying to overload one side, bring pressure off that edge. I kind of feel like if you need to attack somebody, believe it or not, Gilmore is
really?
The guy. Yeah. I you know, to me, Rodgers on the other side, I think, is a pretty good player for them. But I think the guy that struggled the most, the guy that doesn't really want to participate, is Stephon Gilmore. I don't think he really does. So keep an eye on the Cowboys attacking like him. He's number five in this game. But, you know, their defense, like I say, the pressure, I didn't see a whole heck of a lot of it except for Ngakoue. That was it. Kwity Paye's been banged up for them a little bit, so that's been a problem for them. So, again, team that doesn't score much, attack the corner Gilmore, and maybe handle Ngakoue, number 91. I think that's your best path for moving the football. Against
linebackers, they don't have Shaq Leonard. You think the tight ends could maybe have a big day
I
again?
I think that, yeah, to me, it was they struggle in coverage. To me, like I say, they give up a lot of easy routes, the slants, the curls, things like that, especially with Gilmore in the games I watch. I keep bringing him up. But that's a guy that I would clearly go after in this football game.
Can you run on these guys pretty?
Feel like you can. I mean, I don't know.
Benny Snell looked good the other night.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's one of those things where you sit there and say, you know, that's what you wanted. I think putting as much pressure on this Colts defense as far as throwing the football and scoring, that puts too much pressure on their offense. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to win this game. You're going to make it hard for the Colts offense to score on you. If you, in fact, are able to put points up on them.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.